Blog Talk Radio.
Sifting through all that clutter got you frustrated? Need an outlet? How about two? Introducing the newest Glade scented oil. It's the only scented oil that comes with a nightlight and not one, but two extra outlets. Cut through the clutter with Glade scented oil.
Mom, I'm home.
I noticed.
Johnson, a family company.
This is a product of Damon Network. This is the ONE Host Intern Show, and I'm your host, Ricardo Richard. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. You guys, I am so excited to be here tonight. This is actually my second time interning, and I'm really, really excited. So again, I want to give you guys all my social media platforms so that way you guys can follow me. I also have a web series called Hurt People and Bitter and Broken that I would love for you guys to follow. So if you want to follow me on social media, my name is Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Richard, but you spell Richard because they wouldn't let me with the apostrophe on Facebook. So it's R-I-C-H-R-D. You can follow me with the same name on Instagram and on Facebook, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, the series. Instagram, Hurt People series. And YouTube, Bitter and Broken web series. So I have a special guest tonight, and I just want to introduce her. Her name is Dorothy Myers. And she is born and raised in Trenton, New Jersey. She was raised by a single father. She's the 10th child of 10 siblings. She graduated from Trenton Central High. She has appeared in shows like The Ad, Fearless 2, Almost Family, actually a Fox show, King of Newark, Makeup to Break Up, a Netflix show. She actually got a chance for Well Williams, you know, from the Neptunes, produced this show called The Brain Child. She was a co-host with Dr. Oz, and also she was in a web series called Mistake. So welcome, Dorothy Myers. I'm really, really so excited to have you on.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you, Ms. Dorothy. So I'm so excited. I actually got a chance to talk to you maybe, was that yesterday?
Yes.
Or maybe yesterday. So I just want to tell everybody, before we go into everything, I want to tell everybody how I got a chance to meet you and all of those fun things. So are you okay with that?
Sure. Yep.
All right. So I was talking to Ms. Dorothy or whatever, like, you know, with my first guest, and now Ms. Dorothy, anybody that I bring on, it'll be people that I know or maybe people that I've gotten to know or get to know. So Ms. Dorothy, for me, Dorothy, I'm sorry, we were talking about that. So Dorothy is somebody who was literally killing the game on just all of these different web series, and she's, you know, a phenomenal actress. And I remember seeing her on The Ad, and it was it's a show, I believe, out of New York. And I remember seeing her, and I thought she just did a great job on, and a host of other series as well. And one day I was just scrolling on Facebook, and I had saw, I believe, a trailer from The Ad, and I saw her name. I believe she liked it or something. And I remember clicking on her page, and I saw that she was from the same town that I was from. So the title of this show is Trenton Makes the World Take. And, you know, as soon as I saw that she was from the same town, I immediately called my mom because her and my mom was mutual friends, and I was just like, oh, my God, Mom, you got to get me this information on this lady. Like, I need to know who she is. And my mom gave me the information, and then it's been a couple of years, and I just wanted, you know, I told you last night, you know, that you're a part of my story, and I just wanted to thank you so much because, you know, Dorothy, to me, you know, I told her last night, like, she's like my fairy godmother in the acting world. You know, when I felt like there were times where I had self-doubt within myself and my talent, and she was one of those people for me that was just like, yo, I'm going to kick your butt. Like, you get what I mean? Like, you can do this. So not only was she a physical representation of the dream, you know, and she came from where I come from, you know, she also helped me along the way. You know, we were she got me my first audition to be in a movie. You know, that situation didn't work out, but I learned so much from that process. And then she actually got me an audition to be in a play that I did called Marriage Single and Everything in Between. So shout out to all of those great people. And, yeah, she's just continuing to work. So thank you so much, Ms. Dorothy. And I'm so grateful that you're here. So let's just get started. You ready? So tell me.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Yes. So tell me, what is it about acting? Like, what made you want to be an actor?
Wow. For me, I watched a lot of television. I think it's the connection that I have with television. It was very hard to pull me apart, you know, from the TV. You know, I watched a lot of sitcoms. I even watched a lot of sports, you know, and it's just something that I actually had a connection to way even before modeling. And for me, that's where the passion came. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I was a little shy girl. So, you know, how we think, oh, I would never be able to do that. And then it's just, I just said, forget it. I'm going to try it. I have to go after it and try it, you know, because the connection was so strong. And the connection I felt was strong for a reason. And I decided to pursue acting.
I think that's so good, Dorothy, because, like, I really, like I was telling you that you're a part of my story. So I felt like, you know, had you did what you did, you know, you inspired me to keep going. So the goal is ultimately, you know, for us to be inspiration to other people. You know, what would you say for people that come from where we come from, our city of Trenton, New Jersey, like, what kind of, like, if you could give them feedback or any kind of hope or anything like you did for me, like, what would you say to the people that really want to act and they just don't know where to go?
Okay. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. I would actually say don't ever think that you can't do something. Because I think the only person that's really stopping you is yourself, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we tend to listen to other people, and that's not something that's always good to do. You know, someone you'll tell someone, oh, I would like to do this, and they're like, eh, you can't do that. You know, that will always be stuck in our head. Oh, we can't do that. Who says we can't? You know what I'm saying? Who says we can't? So I tell everyone, please go after what you want. Please, 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 you just never know what the outcome will be. And trust me, you will surprise yourself. Trust me. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That is some good advice. I love that. I so love that. And I will also say, too, you know, yes, you could definitely do it. It's definitely possible. I know for me, and I told you, me and you talked personally, and I was telling a lot of people from the previous show, what inspired me to even do this was because of my best friend that had passed away. So I just want to let everybody out there know that you have a dream inside of you and you have a responsibility, like all of us, to do what's truly been gift planted on the inside of you. You just have to stir it up, all right? So my next question is, how do you prepare for your roles? So maybe a situation like, let's say mistakes, for example, how did you prepare for that role and what was it like being that character?
Ah, mistake is pretty interesting. For me, one of the things about me is that I do get into a zone, regardless of what role it is, I do get into a zone. But mistake is a very interesting character. She has a lot going on, I'll say it that way. And she really doesn't really care too much about other people. I seem to get those kind of mother roles, which is obviously total opposite of the way that I am. And I just go into a zone and I have to just pretend like I don't even care. And like I'm a little insane at the same time. So basically me going into a zone, I don't even think I really like to – I don't even like to have a conversation with someone once I'm in a zone. Someone could be talking to me, and unfortunately, I'm not going to hear you because I'm in that zone already.
In that zone.
So that's happened to me
plenty
of times. In a zone, absolutely.
It's so crazy because watching your work as a fan and as a friend, like when I see some of your roles, I'm like, oh, my God, this thing is me. You know, so when I actually got a chance to talk to you and meet you, you know, you was more beautiful in person and definitely more youthful, you know, in person. So when I got a chance to meet you, I'm like, yo, she is completely different from these characters. You know, so it shows just your range, you know, as an actor. You get what I mean? That you could do both. My next question is, how important is it to be consistent in this business?
Well, for me, it's extremely important. You know, if you want to be successful and you want to, you know, go after your goals, you know, basically there's no other way to be. You know, you have,
right.
At the end of the day, when you sit there and you think about it, okay, in the beginning, that's not really something that we actually thought about. Oh, I have to do this and I have to do this. But as you get older and you get older, you get a lot wiser. And then you sit and think,
gotcha.
You know, well, I have goals. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. So for me, you know, that's very important, because in order for you to be successful, you know, you want to go after those goals and knock them down as you, you know, conquer them. Yep.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
What was one of your first roles? Do you remember your first role?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember. Was it? It was either the ab or triangle, both which are mom roles. Or was it mistake? I'm not really sure. I think they all came around the same time.
Okay.
Where I was a mom in each series. And they had a lot in common, actually. Let's just say I don't play a good mother. I'll just say it that way. I don't play a good mother in any of the mother roles that I've had. I wonder what that's like. So one of those
right.
series,
I got a
either the ab, mistake, or triangle.
So I got a chance, again, to watch the ad, and again, when I watched it, it was very, very interesting, you know, to see you as the mother. Well, would you like to explain a little bit? You know, I'm about to go into it and say what I feel about it, and then, can you explain a little bit from your perspective that character of the ad?
What?
The mother?
Well, the ad is, she was kind of like, Well, a lot of people, some people, they actually may be able to relate to her character where, you know, their kids don't actually grow up with their mother around. And, you know, she has bad
mm-hmm.
tendencies. Of course, you know, that's in a lot of households, unfortunately. And it's just something that she just couldn't get, you know, she just couldn't get herself together. You know, and sadly, her kids are suffering for that. And, you know, she's still out there, or she was still out there. And it really, like, it really, really tore, you know, her kids apart, you know, seeing her, you know, seeing them as an adult and seeing that their mom is still going and struggling through, you know, this challenge that she has, you know, which is, it's not a good habit. You know, she has really bad habits. So that right there is something that I think hit home for a lot of families.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, some people, you know, they're able to get through it. And some people just don't have the strength to be able to get through that. And, you know, families are still suffering from that, even, you know, people as an adult, as we speak now. It's pretty interesting.
I think that character for me was, if I could remember, was that character suffering from alcohol abuse, or was it some type of
that
substance
is correct.
Abuse? So I felt like it was alcohol, and it's so crazy because my character that I play on Hurt People Bitter and Broken, he's also suffering from, I was just making the correlation, also suffering mm-hmm. from alcohol abuse. And I realized whether it's an older mother who's, you know, inconsistent in her children's life, or is it a young father
mm-hmm.
who's a single father who's inconsistent? You know, relationships are important and they're valuable. And I think for me,
mm-hmm.
with my character, Amari, it was so important for me at the end of the series, you know, he wound up going to rehab. And it was just so important
mm-hmm.
for me that anybody that suffered or, you know, with dealing with alcoholism or anything, it was so important for me to shine a light on that, and that it was
mm-hmm.
it was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, that it was an opportunity
right.
to go to rehab, start a new life, and that no matter where you are or where you come from,
mm-hmm.
and no matter how bad it gets, you know, the sun always shines, and that it always gets
Absolutely.
Better. So, the scene
mm-hmm.
with you and your son, I don't know the actor's name, but I just, when I felt it, you know, in season two, you
right.
know, when he was crying
mm-hmm.
to you, you know,
yeah.
it was real. You get what I mean? It was so
yeah.
real, and it was so authentic. And I feel like, you know, a lot of young Black men need to have those conversations with their mother, you know, and they need to have those conversations with their father if they can. So I thought it was so powerful, and I thought him and yourself, you know, you guys did an amazing job. And one thing about acting for me, you know, it gives you an opportunity to kind of put yourself in other people's shoes. You know, I know for me with acting, it's just like, I don't try to judge the character. You know, I try to just put myself in the shoes and just do the best I can. So I love that. That was one of my favorite roles, by the way, with you. Like, because you were so ruthless, and you were just like, I'm like, dude, this is not... Just not the Dorothy. I know, but it was so important to see that it's not just, it's a universal
right.
thing. It's not just moms in the hood. You get what I mean? It's moms
Absolutely.
In the suburbs. It's successful women in corporate America that's dealing with issues.
Absolutely.
And then also, I believe one of your sons was murdered as well, if I could think of. So that's a whole nother trauma
yep.
in itself. You get what I mean? So
yep.
I think with that character, her having substance abuse, and then also not getting the help that she needs and, you know, dealing with the death of her son, it was a lot to take. So, you know, salute to everybody that was a part of that series. And I think Bobby Ashley for making that series. Shout out to all of them because I follow them on Facebook. And, yeah, shout out to them. So my next question is, what does your family think about your success?
They're, you know, they're normal. They treat me like normal. They don't spoil me, if that's what you want to know. Mm-mm, I don't get spoiled. Now I used to get spoiled. But they're just treating me just like a regular old person, and especially my daughter. It's like
yeah.
it doesn't faze her one bit. So I'm like, okay, never mind. You know, so just like, okay. So they treat me normal, you know, so they don't really see me as an actress. Or a model, they can see me as Dorothy. So,
Dorothy.
But, you know, hopefully things will change and they'll see me as something else within, like, the next year
Absolutely.
Or so.
Yes.
Yes.
Continuing. So, how do you personally, you know, everybody has their own different understanding or definition of what they feel like is success. But what, like, how do you define success? Is it only through acting? Is it a state of mind? Is it how much money you have in your bank? Like, what is it? You can tell me what success is to you, and I'll tell you what success is to me.
Okay. Well, to me, I would define success as you basically following your passion and you succeeding, you know, at your passion, and also to maintain your success by continuing to strive. And what you do and love what you do as well. You know what I'm saying? To me, that is success. You know? You
yes.
got to do what makes you happy, you know?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
and I also wanted to say before the next thing, before we go to our commercial break, what
mm-hmm.
happens then, and I'll answer the question after this, what happens when
okay.
you're not happy with something that you love to do? You know, you still want to do it, but do you think that you should still
mm-hmm.
continue to do it if you're not happy for that moment? Because with anything, you're not always going to be 100% happy, but do you continue to still do it, or do you say, hey, I'm not going to do this anymore, or like, what do you suggest?
Well, for me, I'm well, you're right. No one's always going to be always happy. Everyone has their moments where they're feeling a little down and out. But for me, if there's something that I want to do, I'm going to do it. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
And nothing or no one or not even a negative thought is going to come in my mind. I'll just say, oh, that'll happen later on. And, you know, times in life that, you know, the goals that we do have or things that we want to do, you know, oh, this is happening. Okay, this may not happen, but we have to be okay with that and move on to the next. You know what I'm saying? And not be in a what's the word I'm looking for? Not be down and out. You know what I'm saying? Just try something new. That's all.
Absolutely. That is so.
Just try something new.
I love it so much. All right, you guys. So we're going to be listening to a music track, and right after these messages, we'll be picking back up with our interview.
Yes.
Thank you. tell where I'll be from here on out. Who will tell? No when, that for now. We shouldn't kiss and tell when it's so good, yeah. You walk up to me like a stranger, girl, and I already know your name. I can make you feel good if you want, yeah. Give me the time of day. Well, you listen to me here and now, 'cause I'll lay you down. Like now, whoa, baby, things are changing now, and I can't tell where I'll be from here on out. Ooh, we'll tell, knowing that for now, we shouldn't kiss and tell when it's so
like that song. So, Miss Dorothy, not Miss. I'm sorry, Dorothy. I know you told me stop calling me Miss Dorothy. We've known each other a long time, and we ain't got to be calling putting a Miss or whatever, but it's only out of respect. So,
right.
Miss Dorothy, before we go to our next question, we actually have a caller, one online. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hey, sweetheart, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
So this
Hello.
Is such a great interview. Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You know, I'm listening to you guys. Your questions are incredible. Her answers are even more incredible. I love how, I mean that, though, from the bottom of my heart. I'm just listening to everything you guys are talking about, and I'm saying you explain it so beautifully. You make us get it. You know what I mean? So
right.
Perfect. So this interview was so good. Of course, I wanted to call in and say hello and meet your guest, and I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. We'll put a little smile on my face this evening. Again, Dorothy, I want to thank you again. So my next question is, what is the overall goal?
Easy. I actually will be retiring in between like 3 to 5 years. So
no
my
way.
Goal is, yes. Oh, you didn't know that. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I will be retiring in like 3 to 5 years. So what I will be doing is I will be actually booking a TV series. That is actually one of my goals as well. And I'm still going to be doing like voiceovers and hosting and modeling on the side. No more part-time jobs, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No more part-time jobs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool. I wanted to go back into the question with the success thing, but let me finish saying, you know, add on to what you were saying. You know, mm-hmm. this acting thing is a really a responsibility, you know. You know, people look mm-hmm. up, you know, to people in the performing arts world, and I feel like it's such a responsibility to honor the gift, you know, and
absolutely.
And I can't wait for the day that I'm doing it like you're saying full time. You get what I mean? And just truly living out your purpose. And I just want
yeah.
people to take away from this interview is that we both, like I said, we both come from the inner city, from Trent. We come from the same neck of the woods. You get what I mean? And I just, again, it's just so important for people to follow their dreams, you know, especially if you're not hurting anybody. I mean, I'm not saying mm-hmm. follow your dreams if you're trying to, if it's going to, you know, bring harm to your family or your community. But if it's something positive and constructive, I say go for it. You get what I mean? So that's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in a couple more mm-hmm. years, retiring, huh?
Yes, I'm excited. Yes.
Wow, that is so cool. Oh my goodness. Like, I got a long way to go, Dorothy, to retirement.
That's
but,
okay. You'll get
you
there.
Know, hopefully,
you'll get there.
We'll get there, definitely. We'll get there. It takes time, one
yes.
step at a time, one day at a time.
There
so,
you go.
Success. I wanted to go back to the question of success because, you know, I always, it's a scripture in the Bible, but I don't exactly know this scripture off heart, but it says something about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not comparing yourself to others and about one hand not knowing what the other hand is doing. And I think for
exactly.
me, if we compare, I mean, I feel like it's okay to compare yourself to people when you want to be elevated, when you're inspiring, you when you want to go harder in life. But I think also it can be a catch-22. Like, if I look at myself in my life and I compare my life to, like, Beyonce or Barack Obama, then I'm going to feel like I ain't doing enough. You get what I mean? So I think that
right.
it's important to also just enjoy the journey, enjoy the process. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, enjoy it because, you know, sometimes I know for me, I'm always like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing?
Right.
And I think
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's such a beauty in just staying present, you know, staying present
right.
in the moment and really enjoying, you know,
absolutely.
The process, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and enjoying sometimes the failures, you know, sometimes even when you fail, it makes you better, it makes you stronger. So sometimes be
sure
okay
does.
With failing. And that was one thing for me. I didn't want to fail at anything, you know, and I think it's okay to fail. You know, it's okay to fall
absolutely.
And get back up and fall and get up,
mm-hmm.
get back up again. And one thing about acting is I've been on roles before where I've auditioned, I haven't got the part. So it definitely teaches you to just keep going harder. Everything is not meant for you, and the things that's going to be
mm-hmm.
meant for you, you know, Lord willing, then you're going to have everything that you're going to have. So I say success for me is just truly,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing something that you love, like enjoy doing. And
mm-hmm.
success also means just being present and being happy daily. You get what I mean? Like my success may look different depending on the day. Like,
mm-hmm.
So happiness, like little stuff like makes me happy. I realize as I get older, like cleaning my house, you know, makes me happy or, you know,
yep.
paying all my bills. You know, I mean, I don't want to give up the money, but it's like it does make me feel good when all my bills are paid. You know, it's a sense of accomplishment.
Yep.
You know, getting up every day. You get what I mean? Praying,
mm-hmm.
meditating, like those are things that make me happy. And those are things to me. That also could kind of cultivate, in a sense, what success looks like in my life.
Right.
So my next question is, with these characters and how deep they are, you know, like we talked about the Av character, the mom that's dealing with the alcoholism, the alcohol abuse, and then we talked about mistakes. And that character, to me, she seemed a little psychotic. You know what I mean? Like, she just seemed a little off.
Right.
And I believe that was the, was that the character where you were like a therapist?
For Mistake, correct. Yes.
Mistake, yes. So it was just like, she was just, oh my goodness, it was insane. How important for you, you know, when you're becoming these characters, because like you said earlier, you, when you're in the zone, like you said, you might not talk to anybody because you're just trying to get yourself in that mind space. Like, how do you disconnect from the characters? And the second question is, how do you not become overwhelmed with them? So you can answer them together or separate or however you like to.
Well, I think one of the things that we have a habit of doing is overthinking things. I'm guilty of that as well. But for me, I have to tune people out. And that's something I don't have a problem with doing, you know, because I'm in a zone. I'm trying to be this person as much as I can. So I have to tune them out. Otherwise, I may not be officially connected as the mother of who I'm supposed to be. So if I don't do that, I won't be 100% focused. So you have to focus and tune everyone out. And that's kind of how it is once you become, or once you get into this acting business. You know, I don't really get a chance to party like I used to. I don't go out and do things like I used to. You know, because I'm staying focused and I'm in a zone. You know when you're in that zone and you're reaching for something, you got to go get it and just leave everything else behind.
You got to go
It'll
get
still
it. Got it. Let
yeah,
me
gotta
tell
go
you
it.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go get it, and that is so important because the grind don't stop. You get what I mean? Like you got to. One thing I could say, even with this whole acting world, it takes hard work, consistency. You have to have a drive. Like, this thing ain't easy. So, you know, working on these different projects is like, it's time consuming. And I think a lot of times, even for me, like you was just saying when you were younger and you seen movies and stuff like that, you know, it's the saying that people say everything that glitters isn't gold. And I remember, you know, when I started my project working on the Hurt People, Bitter and Broken series, again on YouTube now, tune in. It was a process. You get what I mean? Like, it's not easy as people may think it is. You know, I remember when I did my first scene, shout out to Razan who played Bashir. We did our first maybe two scenes. It took about maybe 4 hours to do the first two scenes. And I remember sitting down with the editor, and it was like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, wait, so you're telling me we've been filming for like 4 or 5 hours, and you telling me it only edited it to 2 minutes? You get what I mean? Like, I was just like, wow, this isn't easy.
It's not easy at all. You got to be strong.
It's not easy.
You got to be strong. Not everybody, you know, is extremely strong, but you have to be in this industry in order to succeed. That's one of the things that I live by. You have to be strong. Unfortunately, if you're trying to move on and move on to the next level and the next level and the next level, you can't think about what others are doing. You just have to focus on what you are doing. You know, it takes a lot of training, a lot of studying. I'm still learning every single day, and I love to learn. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I love to learn.
Ain't nothing. So before we go to our next musical break, I got one more question. How important is it for you to surround yourself with like-minded people?
Oh, that's one of the things that I meant to say. That's so important, because one thing you don't want anyone to do, because we already have our, you know, our days where one moment we're great and the next moment we're just okay. You don't want someone slacking you down. You know what I'm saying? You don't want a slacker in your circle. You want nothing but positivity, nothing but positivity. Anything negative, unfortunately, no matter how much you love to go, if they're not in
can
that same
that
path
one more
with
time?
You, they
saying
must
to the
go.
People
they
in the back,
way.
No, you're pushing to me right now.
They
you
must
definitely
go.
Pushing to me.
Let
so
they,
go.
They,
get
they must
out.
Be taken out. They must be taken out of your life. You know, you still love them, but unfortunately, they're not adding any value. They're not adding any positivity. Mm-hmm. Nothing but negativity. They must be removed, and then you move on to greater things. Once you remove all that baggage and other people, whether it's a person saying something negative or regardless, you know, watch how things change. You feel me? Watch how things change once you become extremely focused and remove all that bad stuff.
Yes. I feel you because I'm going to think of it right now. We're going to pick up what we're talking about. And right now, we're going to listen to our next musical selection, guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Wow, song. That was another nice song. Listen, if I could sing, you know, when I was younger, you guys, I was in this amazing singing group called Unique, and we thought we was going to be the next B2K. So that's just a little inside joke. But as I got older, you know, I kind of lost my little pipes or whatever. But, you know, if I was, so I'm going to just let that one go. But before we go back into talking about surrounding yourself around good people and also a couple more questions that I have, I just want to tell you that I'm having an amazing time with you and talking to you. We're going to go to caller two. Tell me who you are and where are you from?
Yes, how you doing, Rashad? How you doing? Rashad,
how you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. This is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man, a fellow host here at ONE. Really, really enjoying this interview. I have a profound respect for actors, actresses, and stuff like that because it's very unique. I'm not a good liar, so I can't act worth of nothing. But as a person who studied culture, science, religion, art, and languages and stuff like that, from earlier in my life, I was always told that the spiritual body is really the personality and a self. And it became evident the more I got older, you know, because I'm learning all of this stuff, you know, from the time I was an infant until I got about like nine years old. And be patient. This is where I'm going with this here. Because I noticed a real good actor, most actors or actresses can, you know, they can read a script and they can take on a role, right? But if you watch certain actors such as Jamie Foxx, and let's use Jamie Foxx and let's use Denzel when he played Malcolm. They not only, if you look, their face changed, their tone changed, their mannerisms changed, their gestures changed. You get what I'm saying? And they actually, if you look at it the way that, you know, the way that I was trained and most people look at, they actually become that person.
Right.
Now, I feel like, is it just me, or that's something that you cannot teach that in no type of school? I think that either you have it naturally or you don't. That's just my perception. But I'm not an actor or actress, but I wanted to get that point of view from you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's a good question. Dorothy, how do you feel about it?
Me?
And how do you feel?
I do feel that you can actually become that person. I think that training has also helped me as well, but I can actually become that person by, well, what I do is I like to do my homework on, you know, basically reading the character of this person. Like Denzel and them, if I'm not mistaken, they take it to a whole nother level where they actually go either, whether it's to the family's home, and, you know, they do extreme legwork for that, which is something that, you know, well, because we're doing like local web series, we haven't, you know, had that type of experience to do, but I do a lot of homework. I do a lot of YouTube searching. I do take a lot of classes. So, but for me, I can actually definitely say I can do any role that I possibly can. You just have to put your mind to it. I say anybody can do it. You may think you can't, but if you put your mind to it, I think anybody is able to do whatever role that you are given. Maybe not really at a drop of a dime, but you are, I can guarantee you're able to do it. Never doubt yourself.
Well,
I appreciate
your encouragement. I don't think I ever get an Oscar or whatever to give. You know, was it a Tony or something? Tony Award you get. Hey, but I'm enjoying this. Love your tone of voice, and I haven't seen.
Thank you.
You know, none of the series yet, and I'm not gonna lie about
that.
Yes,
you gotta
watch
it.
And I do want to take time to. Huh?
No, I said, yeah, you definitely gotta watch it. Definitely.
Yeah. But thank you so much for coming on to ONE. Trust me, this is, you know, it's very, very necessary and needed, even for me on a personal level, as well as the listening audience here at ONE. So thank you so much for
thank
this
you.
Appreciate
and,
you. We appreciate you as well. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. I just wanted to go back into what we were saying when we were talking about surrounding yourself around people, right? So I have an analogy that I want to break down, and I want you to tell me your thoughts of it, okay? So it's this Tyler Perry. If for people that don't know, I have two big inspirations in my life that inspire me. Besides my father, of course, my dad is one of my big inspirations. I want to shout out to my dad. You know, he just showed me how to be a great man of integrity. You know, I know that I was blessed, you know, out of millions of young African-American males growing up in the inner city, to have a father not only love me but correct me in love. And my dad now, he's actually one of my best friends in the whole wide world. Like, I don't know where I would be without my dad. Like, I just love him so much. You get what I'm saying? And I knew that I could do it because of him. Positive black man, but at the same time, you know, give me a little, you know, he got with me. I'll say that, because now it's like, you know, kids calling diapers and all everything on your parents. But, you know, my dad loves me in correction. So I just wanted to shout out to my dad or whatever. I love you so much, Dad. I appreciate everything that you've done for me, all the things that you've instilled in me. And I pray to be half of the man that you are. And I pray that, you know, one day my son, you know, could think of me in the same way. So I love you, Dad. I love you so much. Also want to say, in the arts wise, the two people that inspire me is Tyler Perry and it's Brandy. Mm-hmm. And I pray one day before I leave this earth that I can meet Tyler Perry and I can meet Brandy, Cinderella, Moesha, Norwood. You get what I mean? Like, these are two people that I love. And I just can't wait. I'm going to put in the atmosphere, Ms. Dorsey. Like, I'm going to meet these people. I'm going to work with Tyler Perry one day.
That's it.
I'm claiming it. I'm putting it out there. God, let's make it happen.
Yes.
And I'm going to meet Brandy Norwood one day and tell her how much I love her, how much I appreciate her. Okay, so let me tell you about the analogy, and you tell me what you think about it. So I was watching this Tyler Perry play, right? And it's called Madea Goes to Jail, I believe. So it was talking about the analogy of people, right? So it was talking about a tree, right? I don't know if you heard this before. So Tyler Perry described people in his life as trees, like a tree. He said, at least how I got the message was, the trees on a leaf are, you know, people that are leaves. They kind of, you know, some people, they blow one way, they blow a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the seasons change, you know, there is never consistency. You know, in times when seasons change, sometimes people change, you know.
Right.
Then he described the second kind of people that could be in your life are like branches. You know, they're a little sturdy, you know, and they're not as easy to break like leaves, but when things begin to get hard in your life, they'll break off on you, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then he talks about the third kind of people, right? And I believe that you're definitely a root in people's lives. He talks about how in life, you know, even if the tree is gone, even if they chop down the tree, even if the leaves wither, you know, and the seasons change and the branches break off, he said that the roots at the bottom of the tree will always be stable. It would always be there, you know. So can you tell me, is there any roots in your life? You know, because sometimes you have to pick it out. Sometimes you think people ride with you, people love you. Sometimes people only around you for what you can do for them. I had to learn that the hard way. But it's very few people that are roots. Very few people that are going to love you, the good, the bad, the sad, the happy, you know, I realize with people, when you love, you have to love without condition, you know, and you have to love unconditionally, you know. So do you feel like in your life, Dorothy, have you had branches, leaves, and do you have any roots in your life right now?
Oh, I've had plenty of leaves, for sure, absolutely. Now, when you're talking root, it doesn't matter if they're family or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's family, just somebody that's concrete, solid. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what, they come in, they ready to scrap if need to be. They ready to, you know, they just ready to be there. And you know, do you have any solid roots? Like, you never had to question their loyalty or their motives, and you have any people like that in your life, family, friends, anybody?
Yes, I actually have about three. I really do. All the rest of them have been, you know, branches and leaves, but I'm okay with that because not everyone is meant to go with you on your path. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's okay. You know, I'm okay with it. I forgot that saying, but you know that saying where some people stay for a season and some people are there for a reason or something. I'm not really familiar with that saying, but it's 100% true. And some people are just not meant to walk this path with you. And that's okay, because that means there are other people that are better for me and walk in this path who really, really want the best for me. But yeah, I probably have about three roots, and that's it. Yep.
Wow. That was so like, what would you say to somebody? And right after this, we're going to go to our track next, our music break. What do you say to anybody out there, just on a personal level, who may be in a bad situation, bad friendship, bad relationship, stuck at a dead-end job, and they just want more, and they just, you know, they don't know how to let go of that relationship, you know, they don't know how to let go of that job, or they don't want to let go of where they are, but inside them, they feel like there's so much more, but they're scared. Like, what would you say to that person or group of people?
Well, for me, it sounds like that they would be actually a little too comfortable. Unfortunately, you know, you have to be uncomfortable in order to succeed. Everything can't be easy. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's patience. You have to have patience in this world, especially in the industry. If you want to be successful, patience is key. Patience, and consistency. Those are definitely two major keys of being a successful person and just in life, period. So I would say to them, for what actually got me through, I've been through some things, but what actually got me through is being consistent. I do a lot of praying. I talk to myself a lot. I talk to God a lot.
Yeah.
And one of the things, like, remember how we just recently talked about, you know, you have to claim it, you know, so when I talk, you know, I'm going to claim things because I know it's going to happen for me. Yeah, we've all been through some crazy things in life, and you can't let that hold you back. You can't, because otherwise you will never grow. You got to be stronger than that. I'll just say that. And it takes – I can't really say that it's easy. It's not easy at all. I would just say pray on it. The number one thing is to pray on it. Yeah.
Pray,
absolutely.
Pray, and keep on praying. Yes, all right. We're going to come right – oh, I'm sorry. We're going to come right back. And finish up our interview. So the next thing is we're going to listen to our musical selection. All right, you guys, stay tuned.
Can't get the best of me.
I see money come between my best friend and me.
What I see
old friends become new enemies.
Tell them where you go.
They tried
to put that stick in between my wheels, but they can't stop my motivation. Nothing will.
Oh, yeah. To the valley where the shadow of death is, I fear no evil, cause I'm protected. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Pick up the pieces. Maybe this isn't the life for me.
I'm thinking
maybe I should leave the music industry. Yeah.
I've been
betrayed by the people I trusted.
They tried to put that stick in between my wheels, but they can't stop my motivation. Nothing will.
And far through the valley where the shadow of death is,
says I fear no evil, cause I'm protected. No weapons formed against me shall prosper, cause I'm walking with the Heavenly Father. Hey, and I do believe that I'm gonna prosper, cause I'm walking with the prayers of my mother. My destiny, not to be less than me, but to be more, so don't question me. I came and I conquered, I soared to new heights and still I explore. In my fight to survive, life's still too bright. Keep my eyes on new sights, I continue to fight. So when you try hurting me, even deserting me, know that I'm designed to overcome adversities. Wanna bring out the worst in me, it won't happen, cause I take responsibility for my action. My tenacity, well it has to be everlasting, cause even when it comes to backstab, I'm laughing. You won't get the best of me, even though you broke my heart. I'm gonna pick up the pieces. You won't get the best of me, even though you got my money. I'm gonna pick up the pieces. You won't get the best of me, even though you broke my heart. I'm gonna pick up the pieces. I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
I'ma be the best of me.
You won't get the best of me, because by the grace of God, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
You won't get the best of me, because by the grace of God, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
You won't get the best of me, because by the grace of God, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
You won't get the best of me, because by the grace of God, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Shout out to India Irie for that beautiful song. I've actually never ever heard that song before. That was fire. Like, I don't know the music, but the music, it was, oh, man. I feel like it kind of intertwined with some of the things that we were talking about, you know. I also want to say before we continue what we're saying, before we go on to our next caller, pain is temporary. I just want to let everybody know that. So, caller 3, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, peace and blessings.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm a fellow host on the podcast. I just want to welcome you, and I want to say, young man, you're going to be an asset to the community and the family on this podcast, and you're doing a great job. I have a twofold question and one question for your guest. I would like her opinion on this question.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
For your guest, is it hard for actors to get roles now because of the pandemic? And is the industry working around it to keep actors working? And the other question is, why is it actors from other countries have been considered for leading roles rather than the actors we have in America? I'd like your opinion on that.
Okay. For the first one regarding the COVID and the work, I would say for me,
I'm going to answer that as a no, because this is the most auditions I've ever had in my life. So I've actually had to, like, purchase more lighting. I actually got a camera. I've never auditioned so much in my life because everything is now virtual. And I've actually reached one of my goals by booking one of my my dream roles. So definitely so that is a no for the first one. And for the second one regarding actors and stuff from other countries, I really couldn't understand that myself. And I think because they're looking for possibly women with accents, which I've actually have been looking into actually taking classes for different accents as well. And they would have no idea, like, where I'm from, you know, just like Charlize Theron. You know, she speaks, she's from Africa, and she has a wonderful accent, and she speaks English as well. So that's one of my goals as to, you know, doing more voices to get more roles. But I could never understand that. Why would they actually do that? Because there are a lot in the U.S. So you're right. I mean, I can't answer that, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm so lost. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm so lost.
I figured. Thank you. I figured I'd throw that out there because I didn't understand it, because I've noticed a lot of actors that were getting leading roles, and we have all these actors in America, and why couldn't they learn a different language? Or, you know, I just didn't understand it either. But I see your answer, and I thank you so much for giving me your opinion. Oh. And
thank you.
Thank you, brother, for coming on to the family.
Thank you. I forgot your name. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Yes, I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I'm also a host on the podcast.
All right. Nice to meet you, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, that was a good question.
That was a great question. I was a little stumped on that, but, yeah, I think that's what it is. They're looking for, you know, women with accents, and that's pretty interesting that she put that question out there, because I've had a woman hit me up from London about taking some classes with her, and I'm like, isn't that interesting?
You know what I think, though? Like, I also think that you know, and it's just my opinion, a lot of people that come in from overseas, you know, they're hungry. You get what I mean? Like, they're hungry. Not saying the people over here ain't hungry, but I feel like they have even more to prove. And then to go back to what the guy was saying with the caller earlier about the technique, you get what I mean? Like, you can do a math. I don't know if I could be able to like have a British accent. You know, I mean, I know if I put my mind to it, it could take time. But for them to be able to, it's already a lot memorizing your lines, you know, and trying to embody who the character is, you know. And then, of course, you know, the lighting and making sure you're on the right steps and all of that, all kind of stuff. So, and then having to remember you know, the dialect, like, that's a lot. So I think that a lot of people coming from overseas, they're probably even a little bit more hungry than the people in the U.S. because they have something to prove, and they're doing an amazing job. You get what I mean? Like,
I didn't
get a chance to see a new movie out. I think Black Judas or something like that, in the Messiah, but they're saying that the writers are actually from New Jersey. And then Martin Luther King. Yeah, they said the writers who wrote that was from New Jersey, I've heard. And and even the person that plays Selma from Martin Luther King, he was a British actor. And look it up, it was Albert, who was one of the biggest actors, you get what I'm saying, in the world right now. You know, so I think they go definitely a little bit more harder. So I also wanted to shout out Brother O for producing the soundtrack. So all the good music that we've been listening to tonight is from Brother O. So it's amazing or whatever. So I actually love the last song. Also, I have another question. Who would you like? I already told you who I would love to work with. Again, shout out to Tyler Perry and Brandy. Like, if I could just touch a fragment of the people Tyler Perry touched, I would be okay. You get what I mean? Like, I would be totally okay. Who would you love to work with?
Oh, wow, there's so many. I got a chance to work with a few of them, which was wonderful, Will Smith and Queen Latifah. Also, Regina King
really?
Is definitely on my list, for sure. Oh, my
Wait,
gosh.
You got a chance to
Watching
work with Will Smith?
In Men in Black. That was like a many, many
And you
ago.
Know what's so crazy? When I was going through your bios and your IMDBs, hopefully soon one day I'm going to have one too. Like when I was going through that stuff, I seen that you was in a Men in Black 3 or something. I'm like, wait, Dorothy never told me she was in a Men in Black 3. You know, I know this is way before I met you. So can you tell me a little bit about that? Because now I'm excited. And I did not know you actually worked with D. Will Smith and D. Queen Latifah. Like, can you tell me about that experience?
Well, I didn't have any speaking roles, but I did have a feature. And I was actually featured in a few things, actually, with Will. And I never really got a chance to eat. I've seen the movie, but I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing. Sadly, I know, right? But they were actually featured roles for me. But I did meet him at the end. And when I say he was headed to his trailer, and, you know, you know how your team, they're pushing you to your trailer. Let's go, Will, let's go. And he put everybody on pause. He stopped everybody and said, I got to go say hi. You know what I'm saying? He pushed his crew to the side, and he came, and he said, I actually shook his hand. Oh, it's a little soft now. You know, he got really nice soft hands. You know, you could tell that, they lotioned it up really nice and well for him. But he is wonderful. Yes,
wow.
He is wonderful. And
that's
Queen
so
Latifah's
cool.
dope. So, yes. Oh my God, it's great to see that what you see on TV or in interviews that they're really like this in person in real life. No second person coming out or anything, and no acting or anything. It's just, they just mad cool people. Because you know what? They're humble. You know, people that are humble are basically still the same in the trailer, out of the trailer. You know, we all have our moments where we may have a bad day and we may, not have a good day. You know what I'm saying? Where we're actually, we just don't want to be bothered sometimes, but, you could just tell that they were 100% real and 100% themselves. So you can't ask for anything more than that.
Absolutely. Yep. Oh, my God. Like, what do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Well, for me, okay, there's probably some things that I may not have mentioned, you know, in the past or whatever. But for me, I would say, because of some things that I've been through, no matter what people say, no matter what doctors say, you know, just believe that you can actually accomplish anything, you know, and hearing, you know, people, well, I'll tell you briefly, I've had seizures in the past, and a lot of people don't know that. I think this is my first or second time revealing that I've had seizures in the past. It's not epilepsy, which is good. It's not a brain tumor, which is wonderful. I have a malfunction in my brain. So for me, I want my legacy to be this. I want someone to say, well, because for me, it made me push even harder. You know, my doctor said it's not a good idea for me to have kids. I had a daughter, no problem.
Wow.
I was pregnant until I was 6 months pregnant. But I want people to say, you know, if she can accomplish a successful career with a brain injury as well as, you know, other health issues that she has, then, you know, if she can do it, then so can I. You know, so I want people to take that away from this whole conversation today. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's like, love yourself first. Have faith in every single thing that you do. You have to believe in yourself because ain't nobody going to believe in you but you. You know, and you become less tolerant of things in your life, and then watch the magic happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Watch the magic happen once you just let it all go. You know? You have to believe. That faith has to be up there, number one. You have to have that faith and love yourself first, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I definitely agree with that faith part. You definitely got to have faith in something higher than yourself, you know, it's going to be days where you're down and out, and you have to believe in something. You know, I believe in God to the fullest. He's done some amazing things in my life, and he's done some amazing things in your life. So my last question for is how faith is important. Like, how important is faith to you, like, in your life? Like, how important is it?
Well, I can't go on without faith, because if I don't have faith, I'm not going to believe a thing that I'm doing. I'm not going to believe that I'm going to be able to go to the next level. So you have to have it, otherwise you're going to fail. It's not something that's easy for other people. It's just something that I think that I was taught growing up. You know, even though I was the baby, you know, it was 10 of us. You know, my dad raised 10 people, you know, 10 kids,
wow.
I said people, 10 kids. So for me, it's just that was instilled in me at such a young age. You know, and going to church every Sunday, you know, we used to have to walk up to the church, all 10 of us, every Sunday and go to church. So that's something that I always had, was faith. Never lost it, never will. Even on my bad days. It's just one of those days.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yep, just
oh
one,
my God,
of those days.
One of those days. Okay,
yep.
Can you tell everybody where can they contact you, and just tell them all your social medias and the things that you have to come.
Okay. Instagram and Facebook, I am actually Dorothy, DorothyMeyers, official. That's for Instagram and Facebook. And for Twitter, I am Dorothy_Meyers, Dorothy_Myers. Basically the same for LinkedIn as well, Dorothy Myers official. Yep. And there you have it.
All right, Dorothy, just stay on for a couple more minutes. All right. It's in Goldie time, everyone. Here is your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Yeah, see that? He's starting up, Dorothy. You know what I mean? That was wonderful what you just said. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. And, of course, you're articulate, Dorothy Myers. First of all, you know, I always loved acting. You know, when I was in school, in high school, if I wasn't out there doing mystery stuff out there in Los Angeles, you know, that's another story for another time. You know, I loved acting, and it was wonderful for me, and it was a blessing to me. And I love the fact that you are coming on to talk about your story and, you know, your walk, you know, with the Almighty in learning lines and being able to manufacture yourself being a different, you know, entity on, you know, in film or even in the, you know, in the theater. You know, I think that's wonderful. I love to see, you know, going to, you know, a theater and seeing someone do a play, you know what I mean? Where you can see the real, you know, that feeling. And then of course, seeing it on, you know, of course in motion picture, you mentioned Jamie Foxx tonight with Ray and, you know, and how, you know, Denzel Washington did Malcolm X. But we have a young lady right now, Miss Andra Day. Let me tell you something, man. I hope this young lady wins the Academy Award for what she did for Billie Holiday. Oh, when I tell you the raspy voice, no matter if she sang as well as she talked, she was truly Billie Holiday. You know, the weight loss for the, you know, to for the role and all that. And she's just beautiful. And I mean, you know, our wonderful black women, all shades and colors, man. You know, she was just Billie Holiday. And when she laughed at the man, you know, at the end, you know what I'm saying, laughed at the FBI, I said, you ain't got nothing on me. And laughed at him. No, I'm not signing anything. So I'm not going to, you know, blow the picture there. Anybody out there, you know, you know, we also mentioned last week, you know, on Sister Bessie's show. You know, we were sponsored that night by Hulu, and we talked about, you know, as well as the wonderful Andrea Presley, our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting in Shrine 8. We promoted United States versus Billie Holiday, and we're so proud of Hulu being one of our sponsors. Thank you so much. And tonight, we have been sponsored by the one and only SC Johnson & Company with Glade Plugins. Plug it in, plug it in. So we want to thank you so much, Dorothy, for being on this program tonight and sharing your life experiences. And we do hope that you will not retire. You know, always, you know, freelance, do some things, man. You know, I know you have things you want to do in your life, but we want to see more of you. And I believe that, you know, we don't want anybody to Jennifer Lewis you. Always, I'll say the mom. You know what I'm saying? But, but it's always good, you know, for to see, you know, something that you believed in as a child. And it's funny, tell my little testimony before I go into, you know, paying the bills. I always wanted to be a broadcaster as a child. I used to look in the mirror, being the only child. I used to do TV shows, you know, in the mirror. I used to write things 5, 6 years old. I used to write news broadcasts. And I would go into the bathroom and do it before my mom said, come on down here for lunch. What you doing in that bathroom? You know, stuff like that. And to see, the you know, the progression of what I'm doing today. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something right now.
There you go.
All of these episodes I've been blessed to be able to be upon. You know, yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm sometimes I'm humbled my own self. You know, I've been on 2,740 episodes, and I never missed a night.
Wow.
since February 4th, 2013. I've heard hosts that have come and hosts that have gone. Hosts that, you know, believed in themselves, you know, and became Hall of Famers, and some hosts that didn't make the grade. And to see all of it, I count it all joy. I really do, you know, as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was an amazing show tonight, Rye Intern. And, of course, tomorrow night on these OAB stations, we come back with our brother who passed the internship the last time he was on a month ago. His name is Jimmy Black. And the name of the show is Bet on Black. Yeah, I like that. You know, it's kind of name on the show. It's kind of cool. Bet on Black tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising through O&E, which is Olabelli and Ngozi Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime, one at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both at Twitter and Instagram. Olabelli and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Olabelli Malaria goes to Facebook, as well as our business page, the only host intern show, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016, one of the buy networks of O&E Dynasty. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozimamai and gmail.com, and I am, like Mr. Richard already aforementioned, I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Oladele Malaywin Gozi, also BKA, your honey B Olaski on turntables 1 and 2 for you, you, and especially you, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Thank you so much, Dorothy. And of course, for the next 2 minutes left to go on the program, our intern, Ricardo Richard.
Thank you.
Yes. I wanted to tell you, Dorothy, you know, I'm about to say the miss again. Again, I just want to tell you, thank you so much. I had so much fun with you. It was just like talking like we always talking. And it was just good to catch up with you. I tell you, we got to stay in contact with each other.
Ricky, I got good news for you. I'm sorry. You know, right at the end of the program, it hit. So I got to say this. I was trying to reach out to others, but I'll say it myself for the first time in a year. Congratulations to Ricardo Richard on his O&E syndicated station all-time connection record. His second consecutive as an intern? Yes, indeed. We all know the numbers, right? Thank you to both Chinchilla Jonicia, our news forum anchor, and our intern tonight. The legacy continues. What an interruption. Goodbye now.
Wow, that was amazing. So amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. I don't even have any words.
This is awesome.
Like, it is awesome. But again, I want to thank you so much, you know, just for coming on. I'm speaking into existence. We're definitely going to actually get a chance to work together really, really soon. And
yes.
I think when we do it, it's going to be great. You get what I mean? Because we had two projects that we were going to work on. It didn't come through, but I know in the future something is going to amazing happen. You know, I'm so grateful for your friendship.
Yes.
And for your honesty and the way you handle yourself, and I'm really, really grateful that you're a part of my life. Do you want to let them know one last, you know, thing as far as to reach you anywhere or anything before I say where to reach me at? Did you send me social media or anything?
Sure. Instagram, Facebook, Dorothy Myers Official. That's MEYERS, and official at the end. Dorothy Myers Official. Instagram, Facebook. And for Twitter, it's Dorothy_Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Yes, you guys. Please go check out all her social media platforms. And again, if you haven't already, you guys, please go check out my amazing web series. It's on YouTube now. You can watch it for free. It's called Bitter and Broken Web Series. We have two amazing seasons on there. Please, you guys, watch it. Everybody did an amazing job. And I would love, love, love for you guys to watch it and check it out. It's my heart. It's my baby. So please stream it up. Stream the numbers up. And also check us out on Facebook, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, a series, and also on Instagram. I love you guys. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I can't wait, you know, to see what the future holds. I'm just excited, and I'm just a young boy from the city of Trenton, and I just want to be used by God. That's all it is that I want to do. So I hope you guys are inspired, and I hope you guys love the show, and I hope, you know, to see you guys really, 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 really soon. Again, thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you.
And thank everybody that had ever had a part of, you know, making this show happen. Thank you guys so, so, so much.